Hello, everybody, and welcome to our podcast series called Small Steps for Better Health. My name is Jeannie Alice Bruce. I'm the social media specialist in marketing for North Mississippi Health Services, and I'm here today with Emily Littlejohn. Emily, thank you so much for joining us. Would you just introduce yourself, tell us who you are and what you do?
So I'm the outpatient dietitian for the North Mississippi Medical Clinics. My office is over at the Wellness Center, and I've been here for about 7 years this year doing outpatient nutrition counseling.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. You have really, you've done a lot of videos and things like that about healthy eating. So you really are our subject matter expert on this. So I'm glad to have you today. So first, I'll just tell you a little bit about Small Steps for Better Health. This is officially small step number 3. So this is the third episode on this series. And we're just really talking about making small changes every couple of weeks that are sustainable and simple and can make a difference in our health in the long term. So we know that what you eat plays a key role in your health and quality of life, but making major changes, doing total diet overhauls, tends to be not sustainable and overwhelming for people. So can you just talk a little bit about that and how starting with small changes can be less overwhelming?
So when you start small, you are more likely to maintain it. And so you'll have a better self-efficacy as you're making those behavior changes, because as we know, behavior change doesn't happen overnight. And so a lot of times when you are trying to make healthier choices or make behavior changes to be healthier, you have to replace that behavior with something else. Otherwise, that other behavior will still be there.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, reaching those smaller goals can just really help you build momentum and build more confidence in yourself as you make these smaller changes. Okay, so one of the easiest ways to improve your nutrition is to eat at home. You know, we all like to go out to eat, mm-hmm. and we're not saying never go out to eat by any stretch.
For sure.
But talk to us about why eating at home is one really easy way you can improve your nutrition.
So just eating at home more frequently, eating from home, you have more control over the ingredients, over the calories, the sodium, the fat. Generally, eating out is much higher in all of those things. Even sugar, even if it doesn't taste sweet, it's usually going to be higher in carbs and sugar.
Right.
So we're thinking about things like fat, sodium, calories just in general, which we know all of these things in excess are not good for our bodies.
Yeah, and you know, without even trying to come up with like the perfect recipes or the perfect mm-hmm. diet plan, just making that change of cooking it at home instead of in a restaurant is sort of an automatic fix on some of that.
Absolutely. You know? And also eating out, think about the portions. They're so much larger. The plate is larger. At home, you can control that better. And we often eat with our eyes, so we get used to those larger portions. And so we think we need that much at that meal. And so
right.
then there again, we're eating in excess.
Yeah. And then there's also, you know, when you go to a restaurant, you might get the chips and salsa or the chips and uh-huh. cheese dip or the sweet tea that you wouldn't have at home or the bread basket and butter. And so you're adding those extra calories and not even really realizing it.
Right. Yes. And appetizers, desserts, all of the things. It becomes a whole event, right?
Right. Right. Okay. So to help you get started, we've got some recipes from Emily that we're going to put in the blog post that goes with this podcast, and it's going to be linked in the show notes. And those recipes are quick, healthy, and easy to put together at home. So be sure to check that out. So Emily, tell us about, before we got started filming, you were telling me about sort of the comparison of certain meals that you could have at a restaurant versus at home. Tell me more about that.
So just about everyone eats at a Mexican restaurant, right? They're
right.
pretty, they're on every corner,
That's
pretty
right.
common. So one just small example of this, if you're not already a believer that you can eat healthier at home, is the P5. So if you're not familiar with what that is, it's the chicken, cheese, and rice at the Mexican restaurant. And this is roughly 700 to 800 calories for the entire dish. Again, think about how big that plate is and it's spread all over the plate. And so that's roughly 700 to 800 calories, very high in fat, also very tasty, but
right.
you can make this healthier at home. So just controlling your portion of doing some Spanish rice at home, doing 2 tablespoons of cheese dip from the store, and then about 3 to 4 ounces of the grilled chicken mm-hmm. little chunks that you can get.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just very simple ingredients. That's roughly 500 to 600 calories. So you're already looking at a big savings in fat and calories right there. And not to mention, you haven't already started on, you know, couple hundreds of calories of dip and chip before you've eaten.
Yeah. Okay. And like you said, you can add veggies to that to really increase the health content, nutrition content.
Definitely. You can add more veggies, volumize that up. So you're getting a that larger quantity without all the excess fat and calories.
Okay, great. And so another thing that I feel like can hold people back from making changes to their diet is really because when you look this stuff up online, it can be really overwhelming. And so, you know, you don't have to have these like really perfect quote unquote recipes for every meal.
Right.
So tell us about like building a healthy meal at home.
Okay. So I like to keep it really simple. If you're not normally a cook at home, you don't do a lot of from scratch cooking. Often we don't have time. We get home from work, we're tired. We don't want to cook a full course meal. So some of the simple things that I like to do to keep it healthy, quick, also convenient is use things like those frozen grilled nuggets or rotisserie chicken for a lean protein. Then I choose some type of vegetable, one or two vegetables. And often if I'm in a big pinch, I'll use those frozen steamer bags. Add some kind of flavoring, seasoning to it. And then a lot of times I'll do like some grain with it. So maybe I'll do brown rice, or maybe I'll do a different type of starch like a potato or sweet potato, something like that.
Okay, nice. Yeah, that sounds doable. I mean, you know, don't overcomplicate it.
Definitely.
Make it easy on yourself. It can still be maybe not as convenient as hitting a drive-thru or going to a restaurant, but still quick, convenient, and much healthier.
Right.
That's great. Okay, is there anything else you can think of that we need to talk about on this topic?
Well, and thinking of that easy plate that you just asked me about, so one thing that I would focus on from home is maybe try to make half of the amount that you're eating vegetables. So you're getting more nutrients, you're getting more fiber in, and so then, again, you can control those portions and eat healthier.
That's a really good tip. Thank you. I would also just like to say, you know, going back to what we talked about at the beginning of the podcast, we're not saying never go out to eat, you know, that's not realistic. Go out when you want to enjoy it, but make an effort to plan ahead and eat at home more often.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So that was small step number three. And so what we want to challenge you to do this week is to just pick a day or two that you would normally be going out to eat after work or ordering takeout and cook something at home instead. Make it easy on yourself, pick something simple, but eat more at home this week. Emily, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another small step for better health, and you can follow us on our social media pages. You can sign up for our e-newsletter where we will be sending out more support and more education on these topics. Thank you again, Emily, for your time, and thank you to our listeners for joining us today. Have a great rest of your day.